This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Penn State University and not its insurer may be liable for the $100 million the university had to pay out for sexual abuse victims of the former football defensive coordinator. Some trucking companies are adding a surcharge for deliveries in and out of California because state laws now require that they pay drivers for time spent refueling and on forced breaks. Sci-Hub, a rogue Russian website where users can download scientific journal articles for free, is up and in the market with up to 6 million downloads per month now as campaigners want open access to develop science and journals struggle with protecting a business model and universities attempt to comply with copyright and subscription requirements. Thailand's government is trying to prosecute a woman who simply received a Facebook message that they thought insulted the king. A decrease in death rates from suicide, homicide, and cancer have contributed to the smallest gap in lifespans between blacks and whites in U.S. history. The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court has been suspended again, this time for refusal to follow the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage. New Zealand implemented full decriminalization of prostitution. The number of sex workers stayed constant at 6,000. Condom use rose above 99%, according to government surveys. In a different system in Germany, regulated by the state, there are now 400,000 sex workers. A ranking of the top 10 countries in terms of billionaire wealth as a percentage of the GNP in 2016 for crony capitalism is Russia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Ukraine, Mexico, Indonesia, Turkey, India, and Taiwan. Of the 3.1 million Americans who bought a new car in the last quarter of 2015, 86% of them took out a loan to do so. Pine Bluff, Arkansas was recently ranked as the most dangerous small town in the U.S. with a rate equivalent to Detroit. Oxfam calculates that the richest 1% of the world's population will exceed that of the remaining 99% of the world's people. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.